Killer Keller podcast. KillerKellerOfficial.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
Well, we're running?
Yeah, we are running. We are running on full bar. Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller podcast. Central London, essential as you need to be, live and direct. Be shout to graffitikings.co.uk and hold tight to all the regulars. If you're on the Kellervision app, you know what the deal is. You know what time it is. Sporting art, free download, iPhone, Android. Inside the house, oh my God. Yeah, it's a late one. It's late at night, but it'll be your morning by the time you check this out. 360, Cartoons Records. Black Market Records, the DJ, the man, the myth, the happiest man and the nicest bloke on the planet, Nicky Black Market.
Great to be here. Great to be here.
How's that?
Wicked. Well, I was going to come here for a long time ago.
Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah, you made it. You're a busy man, man. Even on lockdown, it's like you can't pin you down, man.
It's been, I must admit, lockdown's been kind of different. It's been different and I've been busy again, but now... coming back to it, it's gone bonkers.
Yeah. But you were really, really on it. Like I was saying before we started, but I was just a little chat, of course. Yeah, you were doing the live stream stuff, keeping Matt busy and almost seeing you in a more upfront and personal light, projecting from live stream as opposed to, there he is up there, banging out the tunes. You know, there was a more one.
Yeah,
more
I mean, it's especially like... with the whole Zoom dance thing where you got people with their little windows, you know, you've got all the little windows that, you know, they're dancing in their front room and they could sit in it. And that's kind of a personal one, you know, which, you know, they're dancing in their living room, in their kitchen or the thing, and you can actually see them, you know, and then you're talking to them and they're talking to you or whatever. And it's, you know, and then they have breakout rooms where you just sat and have a little chat with them and, you know, it's nice as well because you're giving something back to the people, you know, that we are their escapism.
Yeah.
We are their escapism. So
really helped them through
big time.
A crazy
time. Yeah, big time. But it's so good to be back now, though. Mm. It's just gone bang.
Yeah, bonkers bang.
It's gone proper bonkers.
Because you know what it is, like, I mean, he's on the way to a rave now, you see. And it's almost like there's a combination of people pent up ready to go out raving combined with a backup of gigs that didn't make it over the finishing line last year.
Yeah, this right now is crazy because you've got a real backlog. You've got a real traffic jam where you've got so many gigs going. But I really don't think it really... There's nothing to worry about because everybody wants to go out and party now. Everybody wants to go out and party.
Yeah.
I don't think people really worry about, this gig's next to this one. And, you know, a lot of the promoters, some are worried about that kind of thing. But deep down, I don't think they have to be worried. Everyone wants to just go out and have a party. So it's a good thing.
Nicky Black Market is a name you can trust in drum and bass. And you've been around... as a name,
Let me stop you there.
Please do.
I just thought about something.
Go on.
Now, I don't know, not all the punters out there know, but we had a group together, right?
We had a group together.
We had a super group together. You, me, Rodney P, plus one.
Jungle drummer. That's right.
And I'm not being funny. I mean, what year was this?
We're talking 2003, 2002?
Yeah, very early 2000s. Yeah. And the thing is, I think we were way ahead of our time at that thing.
100%.
I just think if we... I mean, it would have been so hard to really carry on and do that thing because we were all individually doing our own thing.
Yeah.
But if we carried that on... God knows where we'd be with that right now.
It'd be like SAS Part 2 where you've got, like, us lot showing up rigged... Isn't it?
Mad. I'm just thinking, we were way ahead of our time for that thing. So especially, we were all doing our own little thing
We should explain about this. So Nicky and Plus One were the DJs. Plus One being from the Scratch Perverts, world champion Scratch DJ versus alongside one of the finest in drum and bass DJs. And then you had Jungle Drummer on the drums who had the electronic drum kit and he was clanging of drums over top of it, and there'd be me hyping and beatboxing over top of it, and then there'd be Rodney doing the Rodney swag, kind of almost orchestrating, telling people what's going on as it's happening.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I just completely... nothing was like it. Weren't nothing like it.
I just think
if we actually carried that on, God knows where we'd have been with that. In a way, I was like, why didn't we?
No, a little bit, but we all get into these pockets, don't we? You know, at its time, and again, a name you can depend on, Nicky Black Market. I mean, I remember this was of a time where you, and I'm sure it is the case now, 4 gigs in an evening, no problem.
I did Saturday just gone, I did five. I started in the New Order Festival to do with Epidemic in Chelmsford, and I did a back-to-back with my daughter Millie.
A whole time,
which
Mills,
was great,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met her the other day at the THC.
Yes, she
THC,
said, she said, yeah. And she started DJing now. That was a first big festival on Saturday, and the place went mad, and she's got such a response from that festival. I'm just chuffed.
Yeah, you're made
I'm
up.
I'm just so chuffed. So I did that. Then went over to Coventry to do a 360 set with Profile and Fat Man D for our 360 showcase. That was Coventry. Then went up to Leicester for...
I need a map on this. It's going to go...
Then went up to Leicester for Genetics, for old school guy that I played for, Mark, Genetics up in Leicester, music cafe, music box. Then went over to Bristol for the Black Swan.
What time was this?
This was, because I started in the afternoon. Mm. So this was now, Bristol was 2 to 3. Yeah, in the morning. And they were having it. They were having it in there. You know the Black Swan.
Yeah, of course.
You know, wicked venue in Bristol. Blinded, I mean, yeah. Bristol's got its own thing
it's
going on.
It's a whole other
it's
world.
Great. It's great. Everything. And then from there, we finished off in Brixton Electric. Was
nice.
The fridge. Electric for X-Man's birthday bash, where I did a back-to-back with Remark and the Ragga Twins. So that finished it off wickedly. 5 in one night in one session. Incredible.
A few questions. Right, first of all, right, as a drum and bass DJ being faced with 5 gigs a night, right, how much do you have to think ahead about the dynamics of each set? Or is there a few... You've been doing it forever, right? So there must be, like, some formulas that you've
got. It really depends on, like, what kind of thing it is, who I'm playing to, everything. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So you just go in and might go in blind or, you know, obviously, our 360 thing, we got a little thing going on that what we do, our little collab thing that we do. But it really depends who I'm playing for and what I'm doing. Mm. You know, like finish off the night, I did back to back Remark, kind of a bit more jungly, a bit more, you know. So really, I just go in and just see what it's like, who I'm playing to, what people look at them and judge it. You know,
it's kind of like a guitarist when they're freestyling a riff or something and they're gauging what the rest of the band are doing. It's that kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is it. That's basically it. Freestyling it, yeah. I wouldn't say it's regimental or, you know, I wouldn't say it's... So I'd say freestyling it.
Freestyling is amazing. That's the mastery of selector, isn't it?
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Trip says, big up.
Wicked.
Yeah.
Wicked.
Yeah, MC Trip. Big up, boy, MC Trip.
Oh, wicked.
He was privy to a few instances of going on road with you, and he explained to me that your car was rigged with some of the most... I mean, we're talking about 2001, 2002, like some of the most cutting-edge equipment that would enable you to dodge any sort of flash that would be going on the motorway. Would we be
those
in the...
Those were the days, yeah. I mean, I'm going to say it as it was. I mean... Back in the day, we all used to speed, right? That's what we did. You cannot do that now. You just can't. It's impossible to do that. But regular doing, I'll never do it anymore, but we were regular doing 140s, you know.
Well,
you know, but that's how it was. That's what we did. There were these devices that you could get for driving. That put you under the radar, and it was okay, you know.
You know that on Mario Kart when you go ghost mode? That was pretty much what you were doing, wasn't it?
Kind of, yeah. I won't say too much about it. It was they were fun times, mad times, but fun times. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fantastic. I was wondering, as you were talking about your journeys, I thought to myself, have you ever like had a fan be in the company of you for like one evening of solid back-to-back gig rotation? I wonder how they would perceive the behind the curtains aspect of being you for a whole evening and being caddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could be something amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I've had loads of people come out, you know, and some of them, before the end of the night, they're asleep in the car. They don't realise that it's, you know, it is relentless and it can be hardcore, you know, but, you know, the way I do it is you psych yourself up. You've got to psych yourself up to do those kind of journeys, you know, but it's fun. I am living the dream. Living the dream.
You love it. I've never met a man who loves it so much, Licky Black Market.
No, it's wicked because even from you know, when I used to run the shop, right?
Yeah.
I used to be in the shop. I used to have my diary. I used to have my black file of facts. I used to map out where we're going, and even that. Just the whole thing of that was exciting. Just to where you go, A to B, B to C, C to D. You know, the whole thing, exciting.
You had like, I mean, let's get into the shop for a bit because this is kind of like the anchor of an institution.
Oh, it's like a flagship for the scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I had the shop for nearly 24 years, maybe 23, 24 years. Nearly had the shop.
I was guessing 20 plus, yeah.
And it's not 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean? I'd be lying to say if I didn't miss it now. Do you know what I mean? But
what do you miss most about it?
Everything, the day to day run-ins. You know, my life's different now. I live in the countryside, and you know, I do a lot with the family, and it's but. I mean, back then it was crazy times. It was I would have never thought that when I went in the shop, I would never have thought that, yeah, you'll be in there for such a duration, or this thing I'm still going to be playing years down the line. I'm still going to be doing what I love doing and how I'm doing it, and it's just incredible. And the journey's still here.
It's mad because you were you and Hold Tight Ray as well. Hold Tight Everybody that was that in that beautiful.
I spoke to Ray earlier actually. Yeah, he's good.
That's
yeah,
my
he's
guy,
good.
Hold Tight Ray. It feels like not only were you supplying, you were testing the records too.
Big time. Yeah, I mean before anyone would get them, we'd have them, or we'd cut an acetate. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd cut an acetate and try it out before anybody gets it, and people would come in, you know, or they'd come in with, let's say, someone would come in and they'd have a run of like 300. They'd press 300 records, they'd press 300 white labels, and they'd say, "What do you think of this? Play it." And I'd go, "Boy, this one's gonna smash." So I'd have to go, right, put my thinking cap on, right, I'll tell you what, we'll take the lot. We'll take the lot. Give us a week. We'll sort you out the money. You know, so.
Wow.
Yeah, so we'd be, you know, like, we'd have to be confident in doing that. But those kind of styles and dealings is how we've made it, you know. And it's great because then we'd have that, you know, and then they'd say, right, yeah, could you give it out to the DJs? And we'd start the promo run. We'd start the mail out from the shop.
So you do the mail outs
from
the shop too.
Yeah. So we'd give out all the DJs would come in, and we'd give out to the top boys, and yeah.
Have you ever Actually, this could be a bit spicy. Have you had your bets on like a big run of records and you think to yourself, shit, I think I've made a mistake. There's a lot I've got to sell here.
I mean, when we got Deep Blue Helicopter, when we got that in, we got so many. We got so many. I'm thinking, we ain't got nowhere to actually store them. We've got nowhere to store them. I can't remember what we got.
Like, silly.
A thousand.
Probably still there now.
No. This is the thing. It's so all on the stairs and just everywhere. I think, shit, we ain't got nowhere to put them. We ain't got nowhere to store them. Mm-hmm. Thinking, well, they got to go quick because we ain't got nowhere to store them. My partner, Dave Bichoni, at the time, he'd be like, get rid of them. So within a space, it must have been about 4 days, not even a week, like 4 days, they're gone. All gone.
What?
Get on the phone to get some more. All gone. We have to wait for a repress. They're gone.
Quick.
Yeah, they're gone. So when you think about it, it's just, it's hard to think, you know, when you think, okay, they're going to go, but how long are you going to have them? They're going to be sitting around for a bit, but no, gone.
And if you go into, I remember very, very vividly, actually not really vividly at all, I remember walking into the shop and it's like, you're there for business. You're there, I'm there to find the best, I'm there to hear the best. If you hit, you walk in and you hear it, you know it's the one that's been sold.
Yeah, that's what we wanted, to sort everybody out.
Yeah.
People would come in from the other side of the country, people coming from the other side of the world, especially the bank holidays. We'd always see, like, a bank holiday, you'd see Japanese coming in from Tokyo. You'd see the Canadians and Americans coming in from the west side. They'd all come in on the bank holiday. You would see them coming in on bank holiday. And we just used to sort them out. We used to go with big fat piles like this, going home with big fat piles.
Whoa.
And it's just a nice feeling, satisfying, that you're looking after these people and you're sorting them out and they're going back and they're creating their own little scenes, own little pockets of scenes all over the world. It's great. That's my award and reward, is looking after people.
And supply and demand, being the shopkeeper at its rawest terminology. Yeah. You're doing it, you know.
It's, you know, and I mean, this cracks me up because you had all the A&Rs from all the majors, right, coming in and saying, what's hot, what's not? It's, boy, ain't that your job? Do you know what I mean?
What are you doing, man?
So, you know, they'd come in and you know, they'd take loads of tunes because they'd want to hear, oh, what ones are, you know, but at the end of the day, that's up to them, what they think is hot and what's not. You know what I mean? It's up to them. So they'd have to find them for themselves. But, yeah, I mean, it was the flagship for the scene in every way, shape or form.
Yeah.
You know.
So guttural. So from the ground, it was, you were servicing. In this day and age where the marketing of things, we're going to get deep now, right? But I'm more curious from as much a personal point of view and you know, just as your professional opinion would count in a circumstance like this, in a world where it is very direct to consumer, like you were saying about the Zooms, you were there face to face. That, you know, that must have taken it back to the shopkeeper level of communication.
Kind of, yeah, because they come in the shop, they're right here, right, this is what we got for you, you know, and they would come in, someone would come, people come and see me, someone would come and see Ray, someone would come and see Clarky, someone would go and see Ash, someone would go and see Crazy Legs, someone would go and see Miss Pink, and someone see Profile. Individually, they come in and see their own people, you
so
know,
good.
That whatever they want, or they'd come and see me for a certain style, or they'd go and see someone else, or whatever. You know, that is upfront and personal. Yes. Can't get any more thing than that.
That's,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the shop was incredible. It was incredible times, and it was like we're never going to see. You know, okay, there's a vinyl thing coming back. But it's very much a niche.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much a niche now. But those days are golden. Mm. It was a golden era.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'm playing. It's funny enough, I'm playing a vinyl set tonight, which is crazy.
Wow,
I'm actually playing a vinyl set in Tottenham tonight. Next week, I've got. I'm doing a vinyl set with Ray. Believe it or not, we're doing a thing together.
Where's that?
It's in Chelmsford, I think.
You ain't gonna be watching because this is gonna be later. But you're gonna miss it if you hadn't seen it. You've missed it, so you're missing out. Again, it's just it's testament to your character and total and utter drive that it's your the levels that you go. How were you doing that with a shop as well at the same time?
Right. You know, this is the thing. So I might do three parties.
Hmm.
I probably might not even go to sleep. I'd just go home, have a shower, and then go back in the shop, work all day, and then do the same again that next night. So there ain't no drinking, smoking, or doing anything else, because you ain't got no time to do that.
No.
I never had no time. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I like to have a little bevy, but you can't be doing that when you're burning the candle at both ends, and then you're So the music was driving me big time.
Did it serve you right though? Because you haven't been. I've never heard of you being lashed or being like you're like you've always been like that.
Yeah, I don't like I said. Don't get me wrong. I like to have a little bevy, but it's very very seldom.
Yeah, yeah. It's all the music. The music keeps you going.
It's all about the music. Yeah.
Oh man, so you take notes from this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you're looking at someone's testament to the proven sport. You know, what was your thoughts when your daughter got into DJing, and was that some sort of like, was it like a dream of would that was that something?
My eldest Millie, she just I want to do this. She says I want to do this, and the thing is, she didn't start with programs. I mean, she's playing obviously on the digital, but she started mixing with her ear. So you know, not the programs.
She's wicked,
and it's like playing records when you're doing that. So she's got a next sense. As such, you know, but yeah, I'm well chuffed. I'm well chuffed about that. Wicked.
That had to be a cut off point once you've finished with the shop. Why did it close down, by the way, actually?
I actually came out of there about a year and a bit before it closed down. So I mean, look, all good things come to an end.
Yeah.
The vinyls they weren't selling really anymore, and you know. It's like I said, I came out of it about a year and a bit. I moved west and all good things come to an end, which, you know, is one of them things. But I mean, what I did want to say was I wanted to talk about when everything started to turn digital. That was really hard for me.
Oh, explain. What, the transfer of that?
Yeah, because, you know, 1 minute I'm playing records. I remember turning up to some gig in, can't remember what year it was, but I remember turning up to a gig in Maidstone, quite a big gig, and the resident guy was on, and I looked and I said, where's your decks? And he said to me, where's your CDs? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
We are failing to communicate here.
Exactly, yeah. And I was like, nah, what's going on? So there was a misinterpretation. The manageress didn't see the attachment with the rider, the tech rider, and she didn't open it up. So there was just CDs there. So I've gone like, what do you want to do then? Like, so I've started walking off. Everyone sees me. I thought I was going to cause a riot. What are you doing? Where are you going? You know, you can't leave here. What are you doing? So next thing is they had to go and get decks. I had to wait another, I can't remember how long, half an hour. They had to go and pull decks from somewhere.
About five cups of tea. About five?
Yeah, probably. I had to wait for them to go and get decks from somebody's house or something. Yeah. It's crazy, but then that really, to me, was like, that was a wake-up call. Like, what is this the way it's going to go? Because, and, you know, I must admit, I struggled at the beginning because I think, how can I do this? Is not this from something completely alien.
I feel you, yeah.
But then you look back on it now and think, it's just another format. That's the way you got to look at it. Now, it's just another format. Mm. But at that point there, it was like, ooh, yeah. Wow, how am I going to do this?
No, Serato. So Serato wasn't a consideration. Obviously, they didn't have decks.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the thing is, I was going to go that way, and then I thought, no, because industry standard is the
Pioneers, CDJs.
Pioneers, that's the industry standard. Yeah. So I thought, especially the amount of gigs I do. It's like,
and it can change each time. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy.
No. So I just went the pioneer way.
It's hard, isn't it?
But you know, it's something again. As humans, we adapt.
Yeah,
we've got to. It's either adapt or die. We've got to adapt.
Yeah, it's true. You've got to. Just when you think you've cracked a code and you're like, yeah, I'm sailing now, I've got it figured out, then all of a sudden something else comes in and you've almost got to be just prepared for the inevitable of change, don't you?
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's just one of them things, but I love it anyway. I love it all.
Yeah, you do. You do. Talk to me about your favourite MCs. Cool, this could be spicy.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
this could get a bit spicy.
I mean, you know, Stevie Hyper, God rest his soul.
Rest in peace.
He's
that's a missing person.
You know, he goes down in history. I mean, the week before he passed away, we was in Toronto. We played at, I'll never forget, this massive gig called Liquid Adrenaline, and it was run by a house DJ. He's a house DJ now called Hetiras. You know Hetiras?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was, I think it was him and his some of his family that run the gig. Massive indoor, like big warehouse thing, because Toronto in back in the 90s was like they were having it large with jungle.
Yeah, for sure.
To me, I think it was like 89, 90, the acid house thing here. That's what the jungle thing over there, you know, but they've been into the jungle thing from dot, you know. And I remember we just absolutely... You can get the set on the internet. Liquid Adrenaline. Look out for that. Liquid Adrenaline.
Liquid Adrenaline.
And I remember Stevie, God rest his soul, coming off the set, and he just literally rang his T-shirt. Look at this. And he rang his it was so hot in there.
Oh, God,
it was so hot. But yeah, I mean that was a thing. I think that was a wicked set. Mad.
Was that one of the last gigs he did?
That the week before he passed. So then he did. It was Atomics in Maidstone and Camden Pally, and then he passed away that next morning. Yeah,
mad. I mean, his legacy is vast.
You look at it. You know, at the time of when he was emceeing, he's like, you know, he was reportaging with the crowd. He was getting them to sing back, you know, that's all that time ago.
Mm. And so all of a sudden become the prototype for MCs moving forward.
Yeah. He set the thing, yeah.
I always think of you guys together. I think I've seen a lot of nostalgic throwback videos, but I certainly do, as a pairing, there's you guys.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I love it.
Yes, and I mean now we've got our 360 showcase with Fat Man D and Profile. We got a little thing going on there. Like I said, the weekend we did Coventry. And then we got our own party coming up there too in Bristol. That's on 29th, Sunday the 29th. Yeah.
What?
A big one, and there's a massive lineup on that. So, really? Yeah, you check the Facebook page, check 360 Facebook page, and then run through the lineup on there.
No games, the 360, but is it cartoons as well? All these different
cartoons is we run to. Yeah, I'm just running it digitally at the moment, but we're up to 30. What are we up to now? 33.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So wow, consistent.
Yeah. Like I say, I still love doing the whole thing. So,
dude, did you ever think? I mean, I'm just watching your mannerisms and your passion. Did you ever think in 2021, Nicky Black Market? You know, the shop's gone, or you've moved to. Yeah. You know, you've moved out.
Yeah, I mean, it's again.
All these things must have been a consideration.
Of course, you know, like I said, with the when went into digital, big question mark. You know, when I moved out west, big question mark. But you have to break down them doors. Do you know what I mean? You have to break down them doors, and it's like anything. Do you know what I mean? But you have to be one constant thing you have to be is positive. You have to be and believe in yourself.
Is that the biggest secret you think? Because a lot of, you know, a lot of people, it doesn't matter what age you are, the patience thing. People don't have a lot of patience for stuff. Do you think that is
a big thing?
It's a big thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a big thing.
What
it's
do you think that is?
Massive. It's like, I mean, people come to me and ask me my advice, and you know, and I just say to them, I say, look, let me tell you this. You might not make it in the music, the genre of music that you're in right now, but you might become a pioneer of something else that you go and create. You help create.
That's right.
You know, and that is a big thing. It's because there weren't no jungle drum and bass when I was started playing music. Do you know what I mean?
True.
It's that to me is that's the key. That's the key. That's the key. Though.
When you find that tastemaker lane of goodness where you do, like you say, you do pioneer something, you inevitably find yourself in that space on someone's record collection that they never thought they needed. You become that individual that makes a difference.
That's when you're like, boom, you're going on the next path. You're creative. You're being creative. And you the bing, the light bulb's coming.
Yeah, 100%. Without it, you just become the same as everyone else, don't you?
I think you have to have that spark that, you know, like I said, my award and reward is helping people. Like even from when I used to be in the shop, people come in, you know, we'd put them together with certain people, put them in the right direction, try and put them in the right direction. You know, and that to me, when I see people getting on, that's a boost for me. I get a big boost from that.
Yeah. That's the ultimate shopkeeper success story, isn't it?
Yeah.
To know that you'd made someone's, you know, contributed a little bit to their
You've helped them. You've helped them along their journey. So can't get any better than that.
That's so sick, Nicky.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Goodwill. Nice to be important, more important to be nice. Wasn't that the one?
That's my mum's motto, God rest her soul. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it's like, I remember I was at an awards ceremony, the drum and bass awards, can't remember what year it was, and I actually, I won two awards, and the shop, and I think Jungle DJ, and it was, you know, and I just said that motto in front of everybody, and the place went mental. I got so, you know, that hair standing on, you know, wicked.
I bet you got loads of memories like that. Loads and loads of, because you've been part of the scene for so, so long. I mean, you couldn't even do a podcast on it. It would just be like, you must have so
I need
many
to
memories.
Do, I do need, I was going to start a book during lockdown, but I never did. But I think I should do a book because just coming from shopkeeper and DJ, just both sides, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah. You should really make a book, man.
Yeah.
Go on, give us your favourite story. Before we cut this thing up, give me your favourite story that you remember that you'd rarely recite, but you knew that this was, you know what, this is a great story.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, pressure's on. So I could edit at the time. You can sing something of,
you got me there.
On tour.
On tour, yeah. I mean, look, I like a good cup of tea. I remember going to, where was it? Where was it again? I think it was Czech Republic. And it was early one morning. And I come back to the airport. I had barely any sleep. But I really wanted a cup of tea. Cup of tea perks me up, you know. And I sat down at the cafe. I said, please, can I have a cup of tea? So they give me a cup of water and the tea bag on the side. And I'm thinking, No, this is not. I'm sorry, I'm not in this. So, raise my voice, but I said, no, look, this is no good. And I don't think they understood me. So, I think I was being rude or whatever. So, I said, no, look, I'm not having this. Look, and I threw it back like that. I said, no. Like listen, next thing is, I said, go and get the manager, go and get the manager. So next thing is, the manager comes, but the manager comes with the police. And they're armed. And I thought, do you know what? I better calm down now, because I'm not even going to be able to go home. I don't think I was going home. I thought I was going on to another place, like to tour.
No, don't shoot me, don't shoot me.
But when I see there were police, but they were armed, armed police. When I see them turn up with the guns, I was like, you know what?
Yeah. Loud tea, yeah?
I'll have a tea later on.
Don't shoot me over PG tips, man. Oh, my God, can you imagine? Yo. I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? They don't do teas properly in Europe.
No. They have to be specialised if they're going to do that. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's best to bring your own tea bags, I think.
Do you take your own tea bags in backstage? Do you?
I do normally. If I'm abroad, yeah. If I'm abroad, yeah. Yeah.
What's the rider consist of at the moment for Nicky Black Market backstage?
Hobnobs.
His silence speaks volumes.
Hobnobs.
Yeah.
Either Yorkshire or PG.
Yeah, really.
A bottle of champers that I take home with me.
Very cool. For the family, you see?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah.
What's the most extravagant? I mean, now I'm on the Q&A, really. What's the most extravagant rider you've seen anyone have? Who's got the most complimentous on their rider that you've known?
Don't really know. I have seen some weirdy ones. I don't want to say who or anything. not drum and bass people, but I've seen like thousands of these gobstoppers, sweet things.
Yeah.
But like loads. Yeah. And I'm thinking, what's that? And they've said, oh, it's for so and so. Why do they want that? What are they going to do with them?
Yeah. Well, I've seen like cigars, I've seen Dom Perignon and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You see the more regal stuff, almost like challenging the promoter to see how far they can stretch them almost, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't want to go too far. Yeah. I wouldn't, you know.
Well, you're an upstanding man of the community, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's why you're so consistent with gigs, isn't it? It's because you're reliable,
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. I'm giving you flowers, man. I think you're fucking awesome. Big up the man like Nicky Black Market. Any shout outs you want to give before we duck out so you can go and do your gig?
Shout to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're out there again. Thank God. Lockdown's gone. Hopefully never coming back. No more of them horrible holidays. Don't want any more of them.
Yeah. Bit too long that one.
Yeah. Great to be out again. Yeah.
Happy camper. The legend, one of my favourite people, Nicky Black Market in the place. Big up my brother. Wicked. More. Sharing is caring. You know what to do. Nicky Black Market told you to. Killer Keller Podcast. Out like in was out of fashion. You stay lucky, people. Right? Don't talk to anyone I wouldn't. Peace.